Unit 6, page 59, Listening, Exercises 10 and 11.
Hi, Steve. How was school?
Oh, fine. Mom, can I bring some friends round tomorrow?
Sure. Who?
Oh, probably Rachel and Chad. Maybe Leo.
Okay. Not Marcus?
No.
Oh, why not?
Well, we're not really friends anymore.
Seriously? I thought you two were best friends.
Yeah, we were. But, you know, we had an argument. He said something I didn't like, so he's not my friend anymore.
And what did he say?
Well, he called me silly. Friends don't do that.
Steve, do you remember Mrs. Gordon? Janice? She's a friend of mine.
Yes, I remember. She was your friend at school, too, wasn't she?
Yes, and we're still friends now, 20 years later. Her mother was a friend of my mother's. Anyway, one day at school, well, we had an argument, and I said something really horrible to her.
What?
It doesn't matter. But she walked away and said, "I never want to see you again." I was really upset about that, and I shouted, "Same here," or something. Then the next day at school, she came up to me with a big smile and said, "Hi, Jenny. You okay?"
Really?
Yes. I was completely surprised, and I asked her, "Aren't you angry with me?" And she said something I still remember. She said, "Well, yes, I was angry, but last night I thought of all the nice things you always say to me and the nice things you do. I want to think about those things, not something you said when you were angry." And those words of hers, well, they almost made me cry. And here we are, 20 years later, still friends.
Wow. Cool story, Mom.
So I think it's a real shame that after such a long time, you can't still be friends with Marcus.
You're right. Wow. So many times he helped me with my homework, listened to me when I had a problem.
That's right. So he called you silly one time. So what? And you know, sometimes you are stupid, just like everyone else.
Yes. Mom, I'm going out to Marcus's place, okay?
Good idea, Steve. And why don't you take him a present to say sorry?